So one of the things they tell you at Exos is that it takes a team united in mind, body, and purpose. So we've talked about performance with a lot of the companies during earnings season, but what about your personal performance? We're not just talking about athletes, we're talking about everybody. To help us continue this discussion, let's bring in a well-known athlete, Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker and Super Bowl champ Devin White, along with Exos performance coach Brent Callaway. It's good to have both of you here. Devin, let me start with you, because a lot of people know immediately some of your story, your love of horses and you know, what you're doing. What is the role that Exos played for you just a few years ago that the rest of us can learn from?
Oh, just overall, you know, I think it just helped me become, you know, just a better person, you know, in all aspects of what I was doing, you know, on the field, off the field, just getting better knowledge of understanding of myself and my capabilities and what more that I needed to work on. So I think I'll just say overall, it was a great overall experience that Exos helped me.
Brent, when you're teaming up with players, when you're marketing your services, your skills, comparing it to what else is out there, what separates Exos from everything else that some that these athletes can choose from? Because there's a lot out there on the market.
Yeah, right, I'll say the let me answer that. Go ahead, B.
I appreciate you. There are quite a few things. You know, I think that a big separator for us is the ability for our entire team to tie together, to work with the athlete. You know, when you have a situation like Devin's going into, where he's basically going into a 4-day job interview for his for the future of his career, and in that last day ends up with his combine performance, it's important for him to make sure that, you know, not only is he physically ready, he's fast, he's strong, he's able to change direction, but he also has to have loads of range of motion inside of that. He has to be extremely healthy. All of the injuries from playing in a season like the SEC has, and as long as LSU played, there were some big things inside of there. So our teamwork approach with our physical therapist and sports medicine team, our nutrition team, helping him to get in the best shape that he's been in from a food standpoint as well, and then the speed and strength staff working with him also is what really ties everything together for us and our athletes.
Devin, we're showing video of you not only training but also riding a horse, and I was reading some of your story, the tragedy in which you lost somebody very close to you when you were much younger, and then how, you know, being introduced to horses helped get you grounded. Can you tell us a little bit about that, because you do love horses?
Yeah, I mean, it's just coming from a small town, you know, been here since I was a little kid. It's the nature of the town. It's what everybody does. You know, it comes secondhand here. It's like, you know, I like to compare it to riding a bike, you know, getting your first bike at a young age and riding a bike and learning. I think that's what all kids do here. Like, man, you could just see six-year-olds know how to get on the horse and do it by themselves. You know, I got a nephew that's 3, and you can set him up there. He can walk around on a big grown horse all day. It's just what we do. Like, even if you don't, you know, most of like, I just say you're born into it, you know? And that was one thing living in Cotton Valley, Louisiana. I feel like I was just destined to like that, like became my passion. Like I liked it more than others. You know, some people do it because we all, you know, we do it in a town, it's fun. Some people just, you know, just grow to love it. And I was one of the ones that grew to love it a little more than others.
Well, speaking of loving it, Devin, you've made it one of your businesses, because during the player intros that we all see during the game, a lot of people introduce their name. So you would say Devin White, LSU, and said you say Devin White, GLS, for Get Live Stables. When you're looking at business opportunities, how are you identifying attractive opportunities and then, of course, turning them into a success?
Yeah, I mean, it's just all type of ways. But I think one thing, you know, I feel like my college LSU got enough notoriety in itself. Like they get notarized all the time. They always on TV. And I just felt like that was a moment for me to just put my stables out there a little more and let people kind of know about horses. Cause I know one thing, like I do it for myself, but I would like for the world to know horses are cool. Horses can be a source of therapy, you know, a getaway. Even if you don't want to own a horse, but you want to go take lessons or just go out and go horseback ride, you know, on a trip or something. And it's just, it could be your therapy as well. So, you know, people like, you know, growing up used to be like, oh, you ride horses. Like, you know, it's kind of funny, like, because it's not the norm. But I just want to make it, like, not be the norm. And eventually, like, you know, go out with kids and and allow kids to be around horses, because some kids don't have access to horses. So if I can make it a little bigger, why not?
Hey, Devin, real quick, just got to ask you about the headlines. I mean, we have Aaron Rodgers, you know, the breakthrough case, possibly breakthrough not with COVID. What are your teammates, what are players actually saying about these mandates within the NFL to get the COVID vaccine?
I mean, a lot of people probably just felt like, you know, they didn't want to be forced. But at the end of the day, you want to work. You know, you want to be able to provide for your family. So sometimes you just got to stick it out and, you know, kind of hang off the edge a little bit so you can provide for your family. That was kind of the approach I took. But I mean, I love football so much. I want to be out there each and every given Sunday with my brother. So I just wanted to make sure that for myself that, you know, I was putting myself in the best spot to be able to play week in and week out. Because for me, sure, a lot of people say it's your job, but man, it's something that I really love doing. I put a lot on myself in the summer to get ready for the season. So I hate for just like a simple little COVID, you know, a case of COVID to take me out. So if I can help myself, I try to help myself as much as possible.